Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. So there's an old saying that everyone has a book in them. Well, it's a lie. The fact is that everyone has three or four or five books or more inside of them. Now, the hard part is getting that book out. I know. But once you do, you'll want to get more out. But here's the other thing, is the even harder part about the book. It's not just getting it out. It's selling the book. That's actually the hardest part of being an author, is selling the books. There's too many authors out there that have only sold 10 to 100, maybe 1,000 copies at most. And today we're going to solve both of those problems, writing the book and selling the book. And even if you don't give a rat's patootie about writing a book, I have a killer 90-day planning tool that's going to help you accomplish your big goals and dreams. Plus, you're going to get killer marketing tips from one of my mentors, all right? Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio and the author of 5 books and counting. One of my goals in life is to write 25 books, and I already have my next two planned, The Perfect Week Formula and The Operator Mindset. We're going to give you details about that later, but including my new book. But today we're going to teach you how to publish a book in 90 days or less. So if you or a friend or a family member has a dream, has a book inside of them, here's the answer. And then after that, Bedros Koulian and I are going to share how you can go and sell over 17,000 books in 18 months. Now, he sold 17,000 books in about 2 weeks, but he built up over 18 months, whereas I just sold them gradually over 18 months. So we both done it, and we're going to show you how we did it. Now, I've actually sold about 30,000 copies, but I won't hold that against him. All right, so if you have your book out there and it's not selling, we've got the answer for you. If you've got a book inside you and it's not been written, we've got the answer for you. This is all part of today's Early to Rise Radio, which is brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable. Just finished the audiobook on that recently. It's going to be out January 21st, 2019. And this podcast is also brought to you by my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own Your Day and Control Your Life. You can grab a copy at freeperfectdaybook.com so that you can improve in any area of your life. Now, here's the thing. The worst conversation that I have with people at seminars year after year is when they tell me that they want to write a book, and I ask them, oh yeah, you told me that last year. How's it going? And they say, well, I haven't gotten started yet. Oh my goodness, that book could die inside of you. And I don't want that to happen. In fact, my mission is to solve this problem. Now, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Again, if you're not the type of person who's not interested in writing a book, what I'm going to teach you about the 90-day plan to writing a book is a 90-day planning tool that works for any goal. So listen up. It's all about putting together the plan. And when you want to write a book, the secret is not about having, you know, some stuff written. It's not about having a cool title. It's not about having a great story. The secret to writing a great book is to do the outline first, okay? This is how you get it done fast. This is how you make sure the book is something great to read. Because I've always taken my outlines to editors thinking, oh yeah, this is a perfect way to do my book. And they completely redo it and make it 3 to 10 times better. All right, so if you're looking for somebody to help you with this, I have a friend named Aaron Rickson. You just give me an email at support@earlytorise.com. We'll introduce you to Aaron. He's helped a couple of my clients start their books. I have not used him myself, but he has helped, I believe it's 5 of my clients now, outline their books. They're all very happy with him. I usually use Tucker Max's Book in a Box company. I think it's called Scribe Media or something now. But Book in a Box has been very helpful for both The Perfect Day Formula and Unstoppable. So got lots of resources for you. But now let's talk about the 90-day outcome planning session. Okay, again, you can use this for anything. And it goes like this. When you want to achieve something in 90 days, you need to have a 90-day outcome goal. So if you're writing a book, your outcome is obviously getting the book done in 90 days. Now, that seems incredible to you because it's taken you 10 years to even write one word of your book. Now you're going to get done in 90 days. I don't believe you, Mr. Ballantyne. How is this going to happen? Well, back to our planning. So when we're planning anything, let me walk you through the general version of this first, and then we'll go into a specific book version. So when you want to achieve something in life, whether it's losing weight, making more money, writing a book, you need to have a 90-day outcome goal that is very specific and often numbers-based. So if Mrs. Jones came to me and said, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds in 90 days, that's her outcome goal. Great. Now, the thing is, we don't fully control the outcome goal because she might lose 19 pounds, she might lose 22, she might lose 15, maybe she got this flu and she lost 25, or maybe she hurt her ankle and she couldn't train for the last 4 weeks and she only lost 10. Okay, we don't fully control that outcome goal, but what we do control are what are called the process goals, the action steps that get us there. And the action steps are fully within our control. And if we do all of our action steps, as promised, we'll get as close as possible to or even exceed our outcome goal. So Mrs. Jones, if her outcome goal is 20 pounds in 90 days, her process goals would be to go to Fit Body Bootcamp 3 times per week, to follow a nutrition program 90% of the time, and to drink 3 liters of water per day. And if she did all of those three process goals, those action steps, she'd get as close as possible to her outcome goal. And then from there, we could break it down into what would you need to do in 24 hours, Mrs. Jones? Well, you need to sign up at Fit Body Bootcamp and you need to buy a water bottle. Great. What can you do in 72 hours? Well, you can get the nutrition program started and do your first workout. In 7 days, you can do all 3 workouts and you can have a consult with a nutrition coach. Great. In 14 days, you could do a review or get an accountability partner. In 21 days, you could make sure that you entered a 6-week fat loss challenge. And in 30 days, again, you could do a review of your nutrition with your coach. And if you started to do that plan, you put that plan in place, you would get as close as possible to your outcome goal. So that's what I want you to do. Break down your 90-day plan, whether it's writing a book or losing weight or making more money. Write it down with a specific outcome goal to start. Then 3 big process goals that are going to guide you through those 90 days. And then break it down into fast victories. What can you do in 24 hours, 72 hours, 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, and 30 days? You'll find this exact exercise outlined with a sheet to fill in my new book, Unstoppable, which is going to be released on January 21st, 2019. And my goal is to hit some bestseller lists with this one. So, if you want to write a book, how would you break this down in 90 days? Well, the 90-day outcome goal for my next book is to write the perfect week formula in 90 days. So process goal number one, the way that I'm going to do it is I'm going to record some podcasts and audios that then I will give to an author, an editor, a co-author to write the book. So process goal number one is record that podcast. Process goal number two is to hire the co-author who's going to take the transcripts and then rewrite them and add a few more stories to finish off the book. And then process goal number three is we're going to get a rough draft done in at least 90 days, okay? So in 24 hours to do, I can email potential co-authors. I've worked with a lot of people from Aaron Rickson to my editor at Early to Rise, Austin Gillis, to several other people. And I'm going to check out a bunch of people and say, hey, write me a little sample, see if you can write in my voice for this topic. In 72 hours, I'm going to outline my podcast audio. And that's what you would do, okay? You're going to talk your book and then find a ghostwriter, whether it's on Upwork, whether it's Aaron, or whether it's someone you know, or whether it's Elance, or whatever the things that are out there. You're going to find somebody. It might even be Fiverr's premium service that they have now. And then in 7 days to do, after you've outlined the audio, you're going to go and record this audio. And it needs to be at least an hour and a half. That'll give you about 50 pages, which would be probably about 15,000 words. And then that way your co-author can write a little bit more. You only need about 30,000 words for a good book. Now, another way to do this is to write 500 words a day, six days a week for 10 weeks, and you have 30,000 words. But you really need to do that outline first with your co-author. So in 14 days, I can interview co-authors. In 21 days, I can hire the co-author and have a meeting on the draft and do an outline of the book. And then in 30 days, with the transcript, the author should be able to give back 50% done first draft. And if we keep going at that pace, we're going to have the book done in 90 days. Oh my goodness, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, funny stories. I just did the audiobook for my Unstoppable, and We found 87 mistakes that we had to correct, from spaces to words that were missing. So listen, there's always going to be a few things that get by you, but the audiobook is an incredible way to proofread your book, trust me. Now, you can apply this 90-day plan to anything. It's a beauty, and that's the fastest way to get anything done. All right? So listen, here's the thing. The keys are, for a book, is to sit down with a professional and do an outline first. You might not need them to ghostwrite it, but you need them to give you the best outline for the book so it'll make the biggest impact. Then you need to set a deadline. My book might still not be done if I didn't say, hey, everyone coming to the Perfect Life Retreat, you're going to get a copy of the book. And yeah, they went home with a book that had 87 mistakes in it, but it got me to finish the book so that I could launch it in January and hit the best sellers list that I'm going to do, because I'm focused on it. I've got my partners lined up to mail for it. It's an amazing book. I'm not going to rest until this is in the hands of more than 25,000 people. And then finally, you need to get public accountability. So when I said to my attendees of the Perfect Life Retreat, you're going to get this book, I worked 3 hours a day for about 45 days straight, in addition to my full-time job, as you'll hear about in the book. Man, I really almost burnt myself out, but I had to get it done. And now I've pulled back and I'm relaxing and recovering, but I push hard. But if you don't have a deadline and if you don't have public accountability, you might not never get that book out. So make this 90-day plan, share it on your Facebook page, tag me, tell the world, email us, and that is how it will get done. Okay? You've got a book or two or 10 inside of you, and I don't want them to stay there. Let's get them out. All right, now comes the harder part, selling the book. I did my 25,000 copies by releasing the book to my email list and then doing 18 months of speaking gigs, 275 podcasts, and everything possible to sell the Perfect Day Formula, including selling my Perfect Day Formula kits, and we've sold almost 10,000 of those. It'll be the same for BeUnstoppableBook.com. You can go and get on the pre-order list right there at BeUnstoppableBook.com. Now, Bedros did it the opposite way. He built up and did 18 months of podcasts, doing 275 podcasts, and then he released the book. He also did speaking. He had bulk orders. I bought 1,000 books. And both of these approaches work. Now, I'm an impatient guy, so I get the book out there, do the marketing after. Bedros did all the marketing before. There's a lot of ways to do it. But we're going to explain exactly how he did it as we tap into a recent Empire podcast show. I grill him on how he did it. So let's go over and listen to that.
Welcome to the Empire Show. I'm Bedros Koulian, here with my co-host, Craig Ballantyne. Here on the Empire Show, we help passionate and purpose-driven entrepreneurs like you turn your idea into a business and your business into an industry-transforming empire so that you can grow your income, impact, and influence. If you're a new listener, then welcome to the show and be sure to subscribe to our podcast. And if you're looking to dominate in business and in life, then this is the show for you.
Hi, friends. This is Crocodile Craig Ballantyne here, and I'm sneaking up on Bedros Koulian here in his natural environment. And we're going to try and steal all of his tricks and tips for selling out on Amazon.
Oh, hey, Bedros, how you doing, man?
Craigie, what's up? Well, you really snuck up on me.
I know. I am a very sneaky man. So listen, you just sold tens of thousands of copies of your book in 3 weeks. I see it in airports. This is amazing. So Congratulations on selling Man Up.
Thanks,
and for
man.
Our Empire podcast fans, some of them are writing books, some of them have books. They want to know how the heck you did it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. So I've been really fortunate enough where in the last 3.5 weeks, I've sold almost 20,000 copies of my books.
Amazing.
This wasn't a free plus shipping offer where people just pay a trivial amount. Like, they paid full price for the book.
Real book?
Yeah, real book from like Barnes & Noble, Chapters, indie stores,
Hudson
Amazon.
Hudson News in the airport.
Hudson News in the airport, exactly. So let's talk about how we did that, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, you did this podcast tour. I mean, 18 months of podcast after podcast after podcast, talking about Man Up before it was even available for pre-order. Tell us how, why, the importance of that.
Yeah, so I'll even go a step before that. Most people think that I've got this great idea for a book. Guess what? I really believe that every single human on this planet has some, as you call it, stupid human trick, right? Or a talent or a gift or a purpose. We all have at least one book in us.
Oh, absolutely.
Many of us several, but we all have at least one book in us. The problem is when most people go, you know what, I've got a book idea and I'm gonna start writing, and they start writing. It might take 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they might do it in 6 months.
Yeah.
What they don't realize is your book and the writing means nothing if you've got no one to expose it to the world? Because if you're writing a book, I'm guessing it's because you've got information to share with people that's going to be transformational yeah. in their lives. Mm-hmm. So we get so selfish in my information. Let me do a dump of information on this keyboard, get 60 to 100,000 words on a book. Who's going to share it? So I started the opposite.
Right.
Before I even started writing the book, I knew what the book was going to be about. But I said, I want to first get known and I want to start building allies. You have a great saying, which is friends making money with friends.
Yeah.
You and I are friends and we're friends with Joel Marion and all these affiliates who have mailed out for info products, et cetera, yep. that we've launched. Well, it's always been friends making money with friends. So I spent 18 months doing 276 podcasts from small podcasts to medium podcasts. Never really got onto the big podcasts until the last, let's say, 12 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right? But 18 months doing over 200 podcasts helped me refine my story.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. My talking points.
Yep. Your jokes.
My jokes. You know when the interviewer reacts in a certain way and all of them react a certain way, you go, shit, I got to keep refining this piece of the story.
Yeah.
And then you know when they're asking for clarity, you go, oh, I better be more clear on this message the next time I do it.
Yeah.
So it's really sets and repetitions.
Yeah.
So I did that. And what I was really doing is, one, I was crafting my skill and fine-tuning my message, number one. Number two, I had 1,800, or I'm sorry, for 18 months, I had over 270 people that I could reach out to and go, hey, can you promote my book?
Right.
Or can you talk about, hey, when your book comes out in 2018 of September, right? September 2018. And so that was the whole goal. When they said, hey, why are you doing this? How can we help you? I said, well, I've got a book coming out September in 2018. Sometimes this was like 2 years before,
right?
But the way I look at it is that podcast is out there, and maybe this person is a small-time podcaster now, but 2 years from now, 5 years from now, they might be the next Tom Bilyeu, the next Lewis House, the next Ed Mylett. And if that's the case, you're going to go back and consume some of their old content, and when you do, you're going to hear about Man Up. So I was really planting that seed. So one, I was building an army of affiliates who can mail out for me.
Absolutely. And I love that part. And it's really, really important for people that haven't written the book yet. You have to do these shows because, as Bedros said, you're going to vomit all this information out, but it's not going to make sense. The stories have to be really refined and crafted. There have to be jokes. There has to be entertainment in there. You have to get the wording down, the particular articulation of things. In fact, I spent 2 years coming up with 9 words. The 9 words that I mentioned that one gentleman's already painted on his house. Another person has already got tattooed on themselves. And it's these 9 words, action beats anxiety, motion beats meditation, work beats worry, are in my new book. And so many people have already resonated with those. But it took me 2 years to figure out how those nine words came together. And so that's I'm sure it was the same with you with Man Up in some of the stories.
It's funny you say that because I don't know how many words it is, but it's Man Up, stop making excuses.
Right.
Take control of your situation.
Yeah.
Rise to your potential. It took those 18 months and 273 podcasts to be able to go, what am I trying to say here? Mm-hmm. The message I'm trying to say on all these podcasts and that I'm going to put in my book is stop making excuses, take control of your situation and rise to your potential. And sometimes it takes hundreds of repetitions to be able to come up with your core message. And once you've got your core message, your 9 words or my 9 words here, whatever, how many words they are, that becomes your core and you build your book around it as you're building an audience, an affiliate army who wants to promote it.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're so clear on what your message is.
Absolutely. And that allows you to go into the next thing that you did, which is not only do you get the book, but when you buy the book, you get access to a bonus set of recordings, which is going to get anybody off the fence who's thinking, oh, I've got like, you know, 5 or 6 books on my list. But yours is the only book that came with a $2,000 course for free, video course, that you figured out what was important to say.
And I believe that particular $2,000 gift that they got when you buy the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you forward your receipt to orders@manup.com, we will send you a $2,000 peak performance and leadership course that's brand new that I did. I got the idea of that from our friends Chris and Lori Harder.
Oh, cool.
So talk about friends making money with friends. I had the good opportunity to go and speak at their mastermind in Santa Monica. And as we're walking out there, and by the way, guys and gals, I need you to do this for yourself. Proximity is power, environmental exposure by speed. When you are around, you know this, when you're around other people who are high performers, it's not small talk like, hey, what's your favorite basketball team?
Right.
It's, dude, what did you do to move books?
Yep.
What did so-and-so to do? Who do they have that's a great affiliate? Who's their affiliate manager? Who buys traffic for them? Mm-hmm. Those are the conversations that happen when you're in proximity of powerful people. And so I spoke at Chris and Lori's mastermind, and they're like, man, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And Chris is walking me out to the valet, and he goes, dude, what could I do for you? I go, well, you know, I've got Man Up coming out in a couple months. This was just like literally 3 months before Man Up the book was gonna launch. And I go, you know, I would love it if you guys would get behind it and promote it. He goes, well, you know what we did for Lori's book? Let's say if Craig Ballantyne's gonna promote it, then Lori and Craig would get on the phone and they'd create a little mini course. And then Craig would say, hey, guess what? If you buy the book, Lori's book, you also get my $900 course for free. Just send him the receipt. Mm-hmm. And then Lori would go and partner with someone else and they'd create all these mini courses. I was like, I got an idea. What if I take the 6 pillars of entrepreneurial leadership from Man Up, do a whole workshop on it where people paid to attend, record that, and then give that away, like give away one big mega course so that you and Joel Marion and Ed Milet and everyone who's going to promote this thing can say, look, when you buy Man Up from anywhere, forward your receipt to orders.com, and Bedros is going to give you a $2,000 peak performance leadership course for free that he's going to launch in January, right? That's like 8 hours of training for free. And so I created this mega course, and I decided that that's the mother of all bonuses, right? Like the Moab, mother of all bonuses. We talk about this in info marketing. Well, you're going to buy a $25 book and get a $2,000 course. And now everyone's talking about that. Like, dude, you'd be nuts not to buy the book just so you can get the course, because you can't buy the course for $2,000 yet. It's not even out.
Right.
That became the hook. That, and also the fact that I spent over 2 years building relationships. You've been upstairs in my office. I've got a marker board. I've got 13 names on there. Really big people. Tom Bilyeu, Andy Frisilla, Ed Milet, Lewis House, Randall Pitch, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone. The list goes on. There's like 12 or 13 people. I only knew one person, Lewis House, off that list 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I decided that, because I always listen to what you say, and you're a great mentor to me, who's got my customers?
Got it.
Who's got my future book buyers? Mm-hmm. Well, all these people that I just named off. Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, Andy Frisilla, Lewis House. Well, these are people that I follow and look up to and consume their content and product. What if I could start adding value to their lives? I spent 2 years adding value to their life. And before you know it, I was invited to go on Andy's podcast and Grant Cardone's podcast and Ed Milet's podcast and Lewis House's podcast. And I helped Randall Pitch with his LiftFit brand, right? Mm-hmm. And I just came with a giving hand. And then Ed Milet and Andy Frisilla were like, hey, we're thinking about starting a mastermind. Can you teach us how to run a mastermind? Yes, come on over to the office. Let's get on the phone, teach you how to run a mastermind. No cost. I came with so much giving hand and so much value. And our friend Frank Kern talks about this. I was making goodwill deposits in all these different bank accounts of people who already had my audience, right? Massive audiences. Joel Marion, for years we've been friends, never asked him for any money, and just tried to support him in everything he did with his supplement company. Same with you, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're making all these years of goodwill bank account deposits and you've got a $2,000 killer course, now when your book's coming out, people go, well, dude, how can we help you?
Yeah.
And you go, well, you know, here's a copy of my book. Can you promote it to your email list and let them know that when they buy the book, they can forward the receipt to orders.com and get a $2,000 course for free.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, I'll go the extra mile. I'll write the book recommendation email for you so that you don't have to type it. So make it easy for people to promote.
Absolutely.
Send them the book, send them the hats. I sent them the water bottle, the Man Up shirts. And you and Joel were in Africa.
Right.
On a safari with Man Up book and Man Up hat and Man Up t-shirt. And I'm so grateful for that because you guys have such an audience. And that audience was seeing Man Up before it ever came out. And they were chomping at the bits.
Right.
Right. So we created the tsunami effect because I came with a giving hand, made goodwill deposits in the bank account, and then was able to ask for a withdrawal this one time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I have a quick question. I bought 1,000 books. And if I get a $2,000 bonus for each one of those books, does that mean I get a $2 million gift?
I'm just going to write you a $2 million check and be done with it. Yeah.
All right. So,
Go on. I was going to say, we should talk about the 1,000 books, right? The bulk orders.
Yes. Okay, for sure. Because I bought 1,000 books, not just because I wanted to support you, but because, first of all, you know, if I could have, you know, persuaded my business partner to let me buy more, I would have, because this book is needed. I read the first version 2 years ago when you sent it to me. And I was like, man, so many people need this. They need to overcome their excuses. They need to man up, you know, cut the BS and all that stuff. So I bought 1,000 books. I sent them out to my top clients. I'm giving them away at my event. And I was not the only person who did a whole bunch of bulk buys. So talk about that.
In fact, of the nearly 20,000 copies that we sold, over 7,000 copies were bulk orders.
Awesome.
And so again, here's another great lesson. If you're going to do a book launch, right? And yet another reason to do 2, 3, 4 years in advance, get out there, build your social media following, start making goodwill deposits with people who already have your customers, try and get on their podcast. Because when you do, and I got on almost 300 podcasts before the book even came out, I had people asking me for speaking. Hey, what do you charge for a speaking gig? Can you come speak at my event? Can you come speak at my event? Mm-hmm. So we created a page on manup.com that said, want Bedros to coach you or your team for free or to come and speak at your event for free? If so, fill out this form. So it was an inquiry form. Now, yeah. People know that I charge $50,000 for a speaking event. Mm-hmm. So if I charge 50 grand for a speaking event and now I'm offering to speak at your event for free or to coach you and your entrepreneurial team, for your leadership team for free, you're going to fill out that form. And when they did, that form went right to Sean Mabry.
Yep.
One of my content writers who also, I just taught him some sales.
Yep.
Right? And he said, look, you can absolutely have Bedros at your office or at your live event for free. He'll waive his $50,000 speaking fee if you just buy 500 or 1,000 copies of his book.
Yeah.
Right? And so they were buying bulk orders and we were saying, look, pass it out to your audience ahead of time. And now Bedros is going to speak. Then he'll get off stage and hang around and autograph books. It'll have a much more bigger impact on your audience. So it was a win-win. Instead of paying 50 G's for my speaking gig, they were buying 500 or 1,000 copies at a time. And we sold over 7,000 copies that way. And I still have speaking gigs lined up. I got one in Dallas. I've got one in Miami still coming up. I've got your event coming up. And so don't forget the value of bulk orders. And bulk orders are great because they're still buying it at full price. You can hire a guy like Daniel Decker. And there's a pitch for Daniel Decker. If you just find him on Instagram, he will make sure that, like, let's say your 1,000 orders didn't come from the publisher. Your 1,000 orders, and let me explain how this works, because if you're trying to hit the bestseller lists like I did, right, mm-hmm. and you want to get on the bestseller list for Barnes & Noble, New York Times, Amazon, et cetera, then you want the book orders to look like they organically came from many different areas, stores and online services, et cetera. So your 1,000 orders were probably sourced from many different places. Guys like Daniel Decker are experts. There's another guy named Michael Drew who does this, and they are experts at taking bulk order money and then sourcing out those books to make it look like that it's coming from many different purchases. You still get a big box of 1,000 books.
Sure.
But as far as Amazon is concerned and all these lists, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they go, oh, wow, look at this. Like, 1,000 books just got sold like overnight.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so that's a big important lesson there as well.
Were you also doing some phone coaching and stuff for like 50 books at a time mm-hmm. and stuff like that? I mean, it's really just every single way you can sell bulk orders, right?
Yep. Going back to how you always say, like, find many ways to skin the pig, right?
Right.
Use every part of the pig.
Yep.
So I realized, look, not everyone can afford 1,000 copies, because 1,000 copies like you bought is $25,000,
sure.
right? Half of that is $12,000. And so not everyone can afford that. So we were doing buy 100 or 250 copies, and I'll do a half hour or an hour and a half Zoom or webinar coaching
sure.
for you right from my office in the comfort of my own office. But I can do that. So people were buying 50 to 150, 200 copies at a time as well. And all that added up. And imagine when the book launches, and literally the first few days of the book launch, there's already 7,000 sold. Well, what does Amazon do? They start restocking. They start giving it more press.
Well, you sold them out.
Yeah, actually, we sold out Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all because of that, yeah.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Anything else to that speaking offer there that's just like, that's the system. You make that offer, you have it go to one of your team members, so there's an inquiry form. Is there anything in the inquiry form like just to like, hey, you know, this is not going to work for you?
No, we kept the inquiry form very simple. We didn't even qualify people by saying, look, even though he's going to speak for you for free, you have to buy books. We didn't want to pre-qualify them at all.
Got it.
It literally said, find out how Bedros can speak at your event for free or coach your employees for free. And then they'd get on the phone with Sean. And then Sean would say, look, 1,000 copies gets Bedros there. 500 copies gets them to your workplace for half a day,
yep.
right? And then, you know, here's the smaller ones if you can't do those two bigger ones.
Awesome.
And inevitably, people bought something. Because at this point, you've been on so many podcasts or whatever and shows, and you've done your job on social media, that now you're a hero to people and they want to invest in you. They want to get your knowledge. They want to be a part of this big thing that's happening.
Yeah. And that moves into, I want to talk a little bit more about the partner mailouts, in that, you know, these people are mailing out for this book and it's not an affiliate offer. It's not a free plus shipping offer with upsells on the back end. It was really just these people, you know, felt like they owed you, but at the same time, they felt like me, whereas, man, I got to get this book out to my audience because it'll create goodwill with them and they'll be grateful for it. And that's why people mailed out. Anything else to the partner mail outs there?
Yes. I got to tell you this. One, write an awesome book. Like you owe it to your partners, right? Mm-hmm. Your friends, your podcast friends, your community to write an awesome book. Because if I wrote a crappy book and I just wrote it just to be able to write a book, the knowledge in it is very shallow. It doesn't really give any how-tos. It's vague. You're not really going to get behind it. You're not going to say, I'm going to buy 1,000 copies and give them out to my best clients, because your clients are going to go, what the hell was Craig thinking?
Yeah.
Right? So you have to take the time to write an awesome book. So I wrote an awesome book based on my experiences of going from a failure, from a crop duster to a fighter jet. And then I took that awesome book and I reached out to you. I said, Craig, I've got an awesome book, but I realize it can still be awesomer.
Yeah.
How do I get in contact with Ryan Holiday? And Ryan Holiday is the ghostwriter for many awesome authors, and he's a great author in his own right. And Ryan Holiday charges $30,000. So I took my book. See, I was willing to invest in my product. So I took my book that was great, and I made it greater through Ryan Holiday, who rewrote it, sent me some questions, and said, hey, just record your answers in this voice recorder. I want free conscious thoughts flowing, and then I'll take your energy and your answers, and I'll put them in the book in the right structure, because the man is a professional author. I know how to write promotional emails and blog posts. I write in 1,500-word chunks. That man writes in 60,000, 100,000-word books, right? And so be willing to invest in experts, whether it's mentors, professional ghostwriters, people who can go and promote Daniel Decker, $25,000 to engage him to do the whole bulk buying for us, right?
Yep.
I've invested more money in this book launch because I'm looking at the long game.
Yeah.
I've already invested about $250,000 in this book launch because I look at the long game of, I've already sold almost 20,000 copies. In the next 6 months, I'll probably sell another 50,000 copies. So when we have all those copies out there, people are reading the book, talking about it, posting about it. Again, here's another thing.
All you need to do is sell 7 franchises from it and you're good, right?
That's it. Yeah. That's it, right? So can I get 7 franchises? Can we get at least 20 Empire Mastermind members from it? Can I get equity in other businesses in the future? Can I get more speaking gigs? Can I get a second offer for a book to write? I mean, look at how, right? It's a snowball effect. And so what most people forget, that if you're gonna ask people to mail out, you better write an awesome book. You better come with so much goodwill deposits for your affiliate partners that if even though they're not gonna make any money from it, they just wanna mail out, it's a great product and they believe in you and wanna support you.
Yeah.
And anyone that says, yeah, but I don't know how to build a social media following like you did. You and I built a social media following on Instagram from scratch. We started, what, 2 years ago?
Right.
Right? And we've got a pretty sizable following that gets more engagement than people that have 500,000 followers.
Right. Because, and we haven't spent a dollar on it.
Nope.
No. I mean, it's just all because of the goodwill, the great content, the focus. So someone out there is thinking, but I don't have any money to invest in a writer or this, that, or the other thing. They need to be resourceful. What do you say to them?
I say go and sell something, your product or service, a franchise, coaching. Go sell something. Then you shouldn't be writing a book. Because everyone wants to take the fun way because it strokes the ego. Man, I'm an author. You know, I have an ISBN number. You can find me on Amazon and in bookstores. Who cares if there's only one copy sitting in Amazon and one copy sitting at Barnes & Noble because no one has known of you and no one cares about you and therefore the bookstores don't want to invest in you. I say put the book on hold.
Right.
Go and sell products and services. Raise the capital to get the army of affiliates to get behind you and then have a proper book launch like I did, where you can actually move the needle of income and impact.
Yeah, I always say, perfect day formula, it is my life's work in a book. Man Up is your life's work in a book. If you don't have a life's work, you shouldn't be writing a book yet.
Go create a life instead.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Man, that was amazing. Now I know how to go and launch and sell my next book. Anything else you want to say about going out there and being a best-selling author?
You know, here's the other thing I will say is you have to just be freaking awesome. And what I mean by that is not enough people hone in their craft. Everybody wants the book. They want the 100 million, 200 million YouTube videos watched or whatever. But no one is delivering their message so clearly. What are your 9 words again?
Action beats anxiety. Motion beats meditation. Work beats worry.
How long did it take you to come up with those specific 9 words?
2 years.
2 years.
In that order, to make it where it's just like everybody gets it right away, hearts, loves, likes, shares, tattoos, all that stuff.
There you go. And it took me 18 months to come up with stop making excuses, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential, right? Up until then, I kept saying that story, but the long way possible. Right now, my elevator pitch, someone goes, hey, what is your book Man Up about? is how to stop making excuses, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential in life and in business.
Oh, I got that.
Right? I got that. Exactly. And same with your 9 words. And so spend the time to make the money, to be clear on your mission and your vision, so that when you write the book, you have people who can mail out for it. Be awesome first before trying to launch a book. That's what I want to share.
Man up.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the Empire Podcast Show. The best way you can thank us is to leave a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And of course, leave a comment and share this podcast with a friend. And if you'd like to grow your business to the highest level of success, go to bedroskulian.com/empire and fill out the application where you can join myself and Craig Ballantyne in the Empire Mastermind Group.
I love books. I'm a little nerd. I'm a little bookworm. And if I die today, I'm really happy because I will have left my mark on the world through 5 books. Now, I don't want to die today, of course. I want to die in over 60 years from now. And that's when I'm going to have dozens more books finished and a greater impact on the world. So listen, if you have a book burning inside of you, take action today. I even have a course that dives deeper into getting your book done and selling your book. So send us an email at support@earlyrise.com and we can get that to you. Also, let me know what you thought of today's show. We really, really appreciate that. Head over to iTunes, give us a review and a 5-star ranking, and send me a message on Instagram @RealCraigBallantyne about what you thought about today's show. I really love it when you share the podcast, when you post it, when you tell people to swipe up, when you tell people to follow me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And finally, if you're like Bedros and my other top dog clients and you want to sell tens of thousands of copies of your book, and not only do you want to do that, but you also want to get to the next level in every area of life like he has done, here's exactly what to do next. You need to visit perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me at my next coaching event, just like Bedros did. He came to my very first coaching event over 2 years ago, and he's had tremendous progress since then. And I want to see the same for you. So I can't wait to meet you and help you build the perfect business. I've got a brand new cash quadrant system that I'm teaching, about 16 fast cash activators that we're going to find in your business to help you grow, but also giving you more time and structure to help you live the perfect life, because you are unstoppable and I'm going to help you get there. All right. So go to perfectlifeworkshop.com and apply today, and I'll see you very soon.